Hello.
And
welcome
to
MTG
Talk.
We
are
deciding
what
we
are
going
to
say.
Pickles.
Apparently pickles.
Apparently pickles.
Hi, welcome to MTG Talk. I am Snick, and with me is
Paytown for the podcast.
You finally decided?
Yeah, let's go with Paytown.
We're MTG Talk.
So
first off,
let's kick it off with the War of the Gods pack.
Yay!
Yay!
Can everybody hear the crumpling of the pack?
I'm gonna laugh if they can't, because they're just gonna be like, no, sorry. You cheated! You went to the back! You're supposed to go.
No, I just pulled out the token.
Oh, okay. Well,
the token and land come out in draft, do they not?
Yeah, I thought we were just gonna go back to front. Okay.
No, we're starting at the front.
Okay.
Sixth is Disciple. Do we know what this is yet? Or should we just. Yeah, we're gonna continue saying these cards. Sphinx's Disciple, 3, blue, creature, human wizard, flying, inspired. Whenever Sphinx's Disciple becomes untapped, draw a card. It's a 2/2 blue creature.
I like them.
And it's from Board of the Gods. Okay. Afara's Resistance.
Radiance.
You want to read the cards?
Yeah, sure. Afara's Radiance. For 1 white, it's an enchantment aura. You enchant creature and an enchanted creature has, for 1 white and a colorless, tap. You gain 3 life. Next card is Tejan Starbreaker. 1 green, 3 colorless, 2/1 creature. When he enters the battlefield, you may destroy target aura. Forsaken Drifters. 1 black, 3 colorless, 4/2 zombie creature. When he dies, put the top 4 cards of your library into your graveyard. Next, we've got
Exoriate. Do you want to stop throwing cards at me?
No. For 1 white, 3 colorless, sorcery, exile target tapped creature. I like it for draft. Next, we've got Deepwater Hypnotist. 1 blue, 1 colorless, 2/1 creature, merfolk. It's got inspired. When he becomes untapped, target creature and opponent controls gets -3, -0 until end of turn. Next, we've got Crypsis. 1 blue, 1 colorless, instant, target creature you control gains protection from creatures your opponents control until end of turn. Untap it. Next, we've got Reckless Reveler, 1/2/1. So for a red, you sack him and you destroy target artifact. Next, we've got Grizzly Transformation, 1 black, 2 colorless, enchantment. You enchant creature. When Grizzly Transformation enters the battlefield, draw a card. Next, we've got Snake of the Golden Grove, 1 green. For 1 green, 4 colorless, he's a 4/4 creature snake. He's got tribute 3, and when it enters the battlefield, if tribute wasn't paid, you gain 4 life. Next, getting into the uncommons, Thunderous Might. 1 red, 1 colorless, enchantment, enchant creature. When enchanted creature attacks, it gets +X/+0 until end of turn, where X is your devotion to red. Next, we've got Airy Worshippers. 1 blue, 3 colorless, 2/4, human, inspired. When it becomes untapped, you may pay a blue and 2 colorless. If you do, put a 2/2 blue bird enchantment creature token with flying on the battlefield. Next, we've got Archetype of Finality. 2 black, 4 colorless, 2/3, Gorgon. Creatures you control have death touch. Creatures your opponents control lose death touch and can't have or gain death touch. And our rare is Tromocratus. He is a legendary Kraken. For 2 blue, 5 colorless, he's an 8/8. He has hexproof unless he's attacking or blocking. He can't be blocked unless all creatures defending player controls blocked it. What did you think of the pack?
I got a Tromocratus.
Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
Savor your legendary. I'm more excited about the bird.
Mono blue EDH, please.
Oh, no.
Please? So what are you picking out of the pack now that you've thrown it all over my room?
Oh, well, I don't know if I remember all the cards, but
I can say it's pretty safe to say we're picking the legendary guy.
Yeah.
The rare. We're picking it because he's just a straight up bomb.
Oh yeah.
Picking it and going into blue, whether or not you're just splashing for him or
if he wasn't in the pack, if like the person took the legendary Kraken and just passed me the pack, I would for sure take the snake of the golden growth. I like the snake. Very much.
You threw the snake somewhere. Where'd the snake go?
I couldn't tell you.
Sneaky.
He slithered away. Yeah. All right.
I'd probably take Excoriate if I didn't have the rare. All
right.
Just because it's removal, and removal's pretty thin right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I like playing control. I was the person who, in Theros draft, took all the sips and all the, what's it called? The one that destroys target attacking or blocking creature for 4.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
I opened Elspeth Pack 1.
But I want the viewers to know what we're talking about. And I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, God. Hey, if you know, send us a message.
And then we'll send you an internet cookie. Can't go wrong with internet cookies. Right? Let's,
Oh, yeah, we need to pull up that list, don't we?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so next on our list is Jace.
News. Jace versus news. Braska.
Yes. Where'd Jace go?
Coming out.
Yes.
When's it coming out?
This weekend. Well,
March 14th.
Well, yeah, you can buy it on the 14th.
Please buy it on the 14th.
Why?
Jace.
What if I want to buy it on the 15th?
Well, then buy it on the 15th. Buy it on the 14th. Do whatever. I can't tell you what to do.
Buy it any time after the 14th.
Yes.
Please do not buy it on the 14th, because I want all of them.
Alright, so
I want 5 of these.
So what do we got?
Well, we got Jace.
Well, and I hear Braska's making an appearance, too.
Yeah, so I'm guessing we got a blue deck and a black-green deck.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. We got 2 Halimar Depths, which I'm kind of excited about.
I like Halimar Depths. Body double.
Yeah.
Can
we mention one thing quickly for those people who play Modern? Remands in this deck.
Woo!
That's a $16 card right there.
There's only one in the deck, but it's still a Remand. Remand's a Remand.
And we also got Future Sight. I love the art on this Future Sight.
I love the art on the Future Sight.
Like, look at that.
It's nice.
That's like 2 skulls right beside that tree. Is that a brain in the middle?
No, it's a fetus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's a fetus?
Yeah.
I totally thought that was just like the brain of the tree and then like the sight.
Well, I proved you wrong. If I didn't have my old future sight, totally would get this.
But I'm getting this.
Oh, well, yeah. Anything else here?
There's a control magic. Ooh.
Ooh. There's a summoner's bane. Want to go
down really
to Braska?
What else do we want to end? Oh, yeah. The Jace deck overall. You want to talk about the Jace deck overall? Because just to see how they play out together. So the Jace deck overall looks like it's got a vanilla sub theme to it.
And bounce. And illusions.
Since when does Jace come without bounce?
That's true.
Okay, we're playing standard, sorry.
Like.
Then Jace comes without a bounce.
Yeah, but
A pre-made deck, if it has Jace in it, probably comes with a bounce.
If it's got a picture of Jace on the front, it's gonna be a deck with bounce.
Or, you know, counter spells.
Yeah, but not that many.
This has both. Whatever happened, I was never playing them, but I wish I was playing them. When you had 20 counter spells into deck.
Alright. Overall,
Two Thought Scours.
Yeah. Alright.
That's a draw.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it didn't have art for claustrophobia for some reason.
Yeah. New art!
It was just showing us the back of a magic card.
It's a surprise. It's really special. Alright.
Yeah, this
Agoraphobia. Claustrophobia.
Oh, man. Triple, the block Dragon's Maze draft.
Yeah.
I did the PTQ. I drafted 5 of them.
Oh, you're that guy. Yuck.
And as soon as they play something bigger, I'd return it to my hand and put it on something else.
Aw, you are that guy. All right. Braska's deck.
Okay, so we got 9 forests.
Hooray!
1 guild gate.
Hooray!
What guild gate, though?
Simic.
Sigilgari guild gate, everyone.
Acidic slime! I like...
Oh, we got tainted lands.
Two
tainted lands. The black-green ones.
Yeah.
We got 1 rogue's passage.
Ooh, we got a Death Hood Cobra, guys. We've got a Festerhide board.
Okay, we're not going to say every card.
I'm saying all the good ones.
They're not all good, Peyton.
River Boa. Yeah, River Boa. Oh, and...
Yeah. Oh, River Boa. I remember that card.
A Reaper of the Wilds. No.
I've been waiting for Reaper to get the, like, recognition.
A spawn wraith, you know.
Like, Reaper of the Wilds is good, and everybody's just, like,
yeah, Reaper of the Wilds is good.
Like... when things die, scry one?
For black and green?
The yes. Gen Monsters deck is starting to play it.
Yeah, I bet.
As soon as the control deck wraths, they get to scry.
Yeah, I bet. Tragic Slip?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were playing Standard at first. I'm like, Tragic Slip, Tragic Slip, you're really gone.
I was just mentioning your deck.
Underworld Connections, I like that.
So, Last Kiss, Freaky Secure is just a better one of it.
Wow. What do you think of
this? I really want some to control magic one of their creatures, make them grizzly spectacle it so I can mill them out.
I just want to play a Death Hood Cobra. I like that. Yeah. Consume strength.
Yeah, Braska's art is amazing.
Love
though.
The Braska art. Oh my gosh, it's gonna look so beautiful.
Okay. So what I can see here is Braska also likes things in the graveyard. So I think Jace has a good like advantage there.
Yeah, I'm seeing
sort of Braska have this sort of, like, a little bit of self-mill in there.
Yeah.
So
out of the two decks, Jace versus Braska?
Jace.
Well, you are a Jace player.
No, Jace. The correct answer is Jace versus you just say Jace. They should make a Jace versus Jace duel deck.
I thought they were, but I think it was just a rumor.
Especially with the new legend rule, because you could actually play both Jaces.
I think that's why it was just a rumor, because when the legendary ruling came out, everyone's like, ooh, they're doing this to make a dual deck of one Planeswalker versus the...
Itself,
yeah. That'd be funny.
But they should... What I wish they kind of did with the dual deck when Return to Ravnica came out was did, like, old Ravnica versus new Ravnica.
That'd be cool.
Like, pick a guild, which probably Azorius is the best guild to pick.
Yeah.
And just go Azorius versus Azorius. And one be all the old Ravnica cards and the other one be the new one.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
And see who wins. That one. Hey, Wizards, you listening? Yeah. I don't know.
There's new Ravnica.
New Ravnica. So in, like, 10 years...
You're going to play Ravnica versus new Ravnica versus...
You heard it here first, everyone. You heard it here first. Anyway, also, can we talk about how professional Jason looks?
Looks like Putin.
Oh, he looks professional.
I don't like his art.
He's like, I have a career now and a job. I can't have all this messed up hair.
He's just busy.
Look, his hair is now a comb over.
It looks like he's getting ready to clean up the Olympics. Because they're done. I don't like
him. Dude, the Special Olympics are happening.
Oh, well, he's getting ready to go to them then.
Jesus is special.
Well, he looks like it in this art. That's my opinion. Alright,
so, what's next on our to-do list? Joe and Nick's view on new standard. Okay, so.
New standard.
So, Joe.
I'm not Joe.
Oh, we forgot one more piece of news. Right here.
Oh, yeah.
FNM promos.
For May.
No, let's go back to these ones. This month is Banisher Priest. And in April, we have Encroaching Wastes. I play Encroaching Wastes. I play it.
I like the Banisher Priest art.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Have you gotten any yet?
No.
Nor have I.
I traded mine in.
Aww.
Because I want to draft and I want to pack.
Oh, okay. What's the... Alright, so May F&M promo is...
Did we talk about... Yeah, conspiracy's old news.
Tormented Hero!
Oh, no! I actually saw Tormented Hero in a mono black deck.
I like his art. He looks like he's from Borderlands.
Alright. Yeah, so we all know what Tormented Hero is. Yeah, those are F&M promos. Well, let's move on.
To... Standard? New Standard?
Yeah, we have to talk about New Standard.
Alright.
So
what's new?
Esper's a thing.
It says Mono Black Devotion's still a thing.
Let's not look at the standings. Duh. So, what do you like about New Standard?
I don't really know New Standard.
How do you not know?
Because I haven't...
There was coverage all weekend. And coverage the weekend before.
Oh, well. I think I was living under a rock that weekend.
Blue-White Devotion is a thing.
I like that already.
Blue-White Devotion. It's basically your standard Blue Devotion with Detention Spheres and Afara.
Yeah.
And I think a couple are running Sphinx's Revelation.
Supreme Verdicts?
No.
Oh.
They still want their permanents, right?
Alright, yeah.
So, a couple are running some Sphinx's Revelation just to draw into their new permanents.
Alright. I like that. What else is new?
Jund Midrange. Jund Midrange.
How scary is Jund Midrange?
Midrange.
How scary?
It's interesting.
Alright.
I like it. It'd be a deck I'd put together.
Oh.
But I don't have money to drop on Stormbreath Dragons.
Oh, good thing I've got a good form.
Oh, awesome. Yes. I also don't have money for dual lands.
Oh.
That are going to rotate out soon.
Oh, well, good thing I own a couple of those, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to make Jund Midrange for Friday F&M.
Don't play Jund.
Yeah. Alright.
So, that's our thoughts on New Standard. Woo! We don't have much to say, because Standard just changed a little bit. Oh yeah, Naya Hexproof is a thing.
I like that a lot. Mono Red Aggro.
Hexproof was a mistake. Hexproof was a mistake, I swear.
Mono Red Aggro. I like Mono Red Aggro.
Hexproof was a misprint.
No.
I swear it was a misprint.
No, it wasn't. Hexproof is fun playing it, not playing against it.
Okay, it's the most uninteractive card you could find. Or Hexproof, guys.
I'd rather Hexproof than Shroud.
Alright. Anyway, so this was Standard Open on the 2nd of March.
No, the 1st of March. Anyways.
No, it goes to the 2nd too.
Oh, okay.
These finals were on the 2nd.
Oh, okay. I'm just reading what it says.
Just reading what it says. Ow!
First place is Mono Black Devotion.
Then Esper Control, then Jund Monsters. Then Black-White Midrange. Then Black-White Midrange. Why can't you write Orzhov? Then Mono Red Aggro. Then Naya Hexproof. Then Red-White Devotion.
Red-White Devotion?
Yeah, it's just splashing white for Chain to the Rocks.
Oh, okay.
It's white it's not white. It's Red Devotion splashing white.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. And the only interesting new deck is Hexproof.
Yeah.
And 7th.
All the way in 7th.
That's the only real new deck. Other ones are just additions from before. Gloriclan Rampager. Which I'm guessing is just there for when he attacks. You just play
Blood Rush. Yeah.
Blood Rush. Glade Covered Scout, because you know why not?
Hexproof.
Voice of Resurgence. Because you know.
Why not?
Kill it, make a token like it's bigger. Witch Stalker?
Yeah.
Witch Stalker has not seen play. It's sort of like how Invisible Stalker wasn't really being played till Banned Hexproof came out.
Yeah. What about, I'm surprised they're not playing that creature from Born of the Gods, the Eidolon?
Some are. This one that came up doesn't.
Oh.
Not the Eidolon, I think it might be... Oh yeah, Eidolon and Countless Battles.
Yeah, that's the one.
Where it gets +1/+1 for each aura.
And creature.
and creature? Okay, whatever. Well, because if you look, a lot of this deck is just, here's a pump spell, here's indestructible, and then there's a few enchantments. One, two, three. So there's just 4, 8, 12 actual enchantments that are going to be thrown on the creature in the entire deck.
Yeah, plus...
As opposed to banned Hexproof, where it was, like, almost 20.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
This one's got, like, Selesnya Charm to pump. It's not as strong as Bant was.
Right.
Is what I find. Yeah. I played against it, and I had no problem. Like, literally, I was playing them, and they suited up their guy, and on my turn, I went Supreme Verdict and got rid of their everyone. Like,
yeah.
And then he was top decking, and I was like, okay, Elspeth, die.
Yeah. That's the thing, is he has his combo out, but that's all. He's got nothing to back it up.
Yeah. He's got Chain to the Rocks.
Woo!
Yeah.
Alright.
It was crazy. He had me at 1. It was like turn 3, I'm at 1.
Oh.
Anyway. So that was our standard open. Let's move along now.
Modern?
Is this one modern?
No.
This was GP Richmond. So yes, this one's modern. So, the winner took it with...
Kiki Pod!
And then Affinity and Affinity.
Malirapod.
Malirapod. Blue-Red Twin.
Oh.
Malirapod.
Well...
Why you get rid of Deathrite Shaman Wizards?
Curses.
Oh, God.
What do you want to look at?
This is such a bad top 8. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pod decks.
We've got a choice of what you want to look at. We can look at some pod or...
Twin. Or Affinity. We have 3 choices here in this top 8.
So, what do you want to look at?
This makes me disappointed in Modern.
This is kind of depressing. That pod just kind of...
I'm not even going to look at a deck here.
Alright.
Moving on to Legacy.
We're going to try and talk about Legacy again.
Yes.
Because that worked out so well last time.
At least there's different decks.
Oh, good. I know 2 of these words, Infect and Goblins.
I know Delver.
Oh, yeah. So, first was Rug.
How do you not... Okay, I know all these words.
Like, I know them, but, like, it's all, like, blue, white, red, Stoneblade, Bug, Delver, and then, like...
You know what Stoneblade is, right? Stoneforge Mystic, grab a Pokestick.
Yeah. We explained this before we started, then went and sent some Pokemon. Then, Infect, then...
No,
Miracles.
No, wait, you're going in the wrong direction.
No, I already started. Alright, start
you said
again.
So, okay, we're restarting.
Alright.
Rug Delver. Blue, white, red, Stoneblade. Bug.
Delver.
So it's Rug, Stoneblade, Bug, Infect, Miracles, Esper Stoneblade.
Goblins.
Goblins peeking their head up here.
And Shardless Bug.
So oh, God. Goblins! Goblins made its way up there.
Can we look at the Goblins deck, then?
People just have to stop playing Mountains. That'd be very appreciative.
Can we still look at the Goblins deck?
Yes, we can look at the Goblins deck.
I know you don't like Mountains. Mountains are...
Mountains are good if there's islands with them.
Mountains are one of the 5 favorite lands I like.
Is this a Thoblins list?
This is a Goblins list, yes.
A Thoblin.
Was a Thoblin?
It's Goblins with Thalia.
Oh. I don't see Thalia. Oh, yeah. She's in the sideboard.
Yeah, Thalia is always in the sideboard of it with some sort of white mana creator, which is there.
One. Yeah, but you can reach them with your Scalding Tarn, your Aradusa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Yep.
Is you're just going to search to get that so you can play your Thalia to screw up the control deck.
Yeah, so...
And do we have green in here?
Taiga? No, Wooded Foothills. Oh, and Taiga.
Wooded Foothills will search for the Taiga.
Yep.
That's for this guy. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So Nylands?
That's interesting.
Niblins?
This is, I kind of like, I love Goblin Lackey, by the way. I'm going to just throw that out there. Goblin Lackey is a very nice friend of mine. Oh, and the Goblin Pile Driver, obviously.
What was that from?
This one was from the Vault's Exiled?
So, pretty much just your Thoblins list with a interesting Tin Street.
Yeah.
Hooligan. Okay, so back to the main list, because all this red is scaring me. There are too many creatures on this deck list.
Oh, there's not enough. Actually, there is enough.
There are 30 creatures.
There's 30 creatures. We're good.
I want to see the Stoneblade that took second.
Okay.
Because, you know. Why not? There, that's the perfect number of creatures.
10. Got 4 Delvers, 4 Stoneforge Mystics, 2 True Name Nemesis.
Because, look, he's even got a pokey stick in his hand.
I know. He is good.
The artist who drew him knew how good he was and was like,
it's like,
let's just show everybody exactly what he needs to do. You hand him a pokey stick and you go at
this
it.
This giant merfolk isn't scary enough. Let's give him a knife.
Yeah.
This art is good. Force of Wills. Batterskull. Wow.
So.
Ponder.
4 Ponder. 3 Gitaxian Probe. Pokey Stick.
1 Jitte. 3 Swords.
Plowshare.
Oh, yeah. Just saying Swords, it could be like, which one? 3 Spell Pierce. 4 Lightning Bolts. 4 Force of Wills. 4 Daze. 4 Brainstorm. And 1 Silly Batterskull.
Because, you know, why not if I have Stoneforge in my deck?
And a Partridge in a Pear Tree. And a Merfolk with a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
2 of them.
So yeah, we just realized that this True Name Nemesis is carrying a Pokey Stick.
He's good.
I actually just saw that now, and I was like, that is a Pokey Stick.
This makes me need one for EDH more.
No, this makes me need, like, 4.
Oh, I need 4, but... I would love 4, but let's start off easy with just 1 for EDH. And then let's move on to 3 more.
Well, we're running long now. Let's see. So, Hayden!
Hi!
You went to game day.
I did go to game day. And I went 2-2. I played Mono Black Devotion. And so my first game was against White Weenies. And... these white weenies, I didn't see any Bramaz. I saw, it went so fast. I saw like a Johnny's, I saw Angels, I saw white weenies, then I died. So then the next game, I don't even remember I didn't remember that game. Then the third game I played against Black Red, aggro, and one. And then last game, I played against kind of like white weenies, but it was white enchantment heavy. And I was lucky enough to Thoughtseize every game to get rid of his Bramaz. So overall, I had a good time. The person that came in first was playing Control. I think it was Esper.
Yes, it was Alan.
It was Alan. Congrats, Alan. You did
good. Yay, Alan.
So, that was my fun at the game day.
Alright.
And then you went to PTQ.
Me and Alan went to a PTQ along with Kate, and Harrison was there too. People from the store that we play at. It was fun. So, round one, sort of round one, I have a funny story to tell.
Oh, no.
So, they give us random seating to hand in our deck list, so they can see who pre-registered and just didn't show up for their original pairings. So, the round one pairings go up. I go sit down. I start shuffling. I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. And the round starts. So, my hand goes up, and I go, Judge. And he's like, okay, so they're looking. So somebody handed in their deck list and disappeared for round one.
What?
So I won game one, my first round.
Yay! Good job! You worked hard.
I know.
You, like...
Man, I shuffled a deck,
You pushed him in a closet? We're just kidding. He didn't actually.
That'd be hilarious.
It'd be like, just kind of like, whoops, he tripped.
Yeah. Anyway, so my round one was really round two. So I basically went and got a bagel and waited for the second round.
What kind of bagel?
It was an everything bagel with cream cheese.
Mm.
Yeah. I also had a double-double. Yeah, for anyway.
Those Americans, that's two cream and two sugar.
Wait, they don't say double-double?
No.
Man, I really wish I could have got poutine also.
Canoe.
What?
They think that we say canoe funny.
Canal.
Canoe.
Canal.
Boot.
About.
Pack.
Soda? Anyway.
Anyways.
I'm just looking at my pad. Yeah, I won this one. I was playing against a red aggro deck, and they were, Yeah, red aggro, so I wrath turn 4 and they have no hand.
Aww, that makes me sad.
He did beat me down in game 1.
Oh, well, that so,
is... And then you know sideboard happens.
Yep, yeah. Oh yeah.
So, I had a fairly decent matchup after the sideboard.
Yep, he tried.
Then I lost this game because it was mono black devotion. When somebody has 8 hand disruption spells for turn 1, and wow. You're playing control.
The thing is, before you went, we practiced with my black devotion.
I know, and I won one round.
You won one round out of 5? I thought that after, you know, 5 rounds, you would have...
No, I wasn't giving up. I wasn't giving up. Well, the thing is, your devotion deck's a little different than these ones. What the devotion decks are starting to do is they're running 4 Raptors, Cackle, and 4 Tormented Heroes.
Oh, that's cool.
So, turn 1, they either Thoughtseize or Duress you, or they play a dude.
Or they draw. Wow.
So, what this guy did was he kept a hand. He had 1 Swamp, a Tormented Hero, a Raptors, Cackle, Pack Rat, Duress, and Thoughtseize.
Oh my goodness.
So he kept it. Turn 1 goes Thoughtseize, takes away my revelation. Turn 2, he got a swamp, so he played a swamp, and went Duress. Oh. And now it's Syncopate, so he exiled it. And then he went Duress. And went and took my wrath away.
Oh.
So.
This is a control deck's nightmare.
Yeah, and then I'm sitting, and then the next turn, he goes Crackler, Unleash, Tormented Hero, and it was pretty much downhill from there. That was afterward. In the first game, I just got mana screwed. Oh. So I lost in 2 in that one. Oh, this is the one where I beat a Hexproof deck. Because I don't think the kid... I feel like he was a little newer to it, because... He was running out all of his enchantments and creatures.
Oh?
So, he had, like, 2 dudes, and he was just putting enchantments on one of them. And then, by the time it hit turn 4, I was able to wrath, and he had no hand and was in top deck mode both games.
Aww.
And then I proceeded to lose to 2 mono-black decks.
Aww.
And then I dropped and played some side events.
And how was that?
That was fun.
What did you get?
What did I get? I got a pack rat.
The thing that you lost to, you received.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I opened up my, it was a block Return to Ravnica. Yeah. And I opened it up, and my Return to Ravnica thought, hey look, pack rat. I will take a pack rat.
Oh yeah, why not?
Before, like, do you remember when we were drafting that? If someone played a pack rat, it was just sort of, like, shrugged off, like, oh, whatever.
Right? I used to laugh when someone would play a pack rat.
Yeah.
Now I kind of...
Yeah, now people are terrified. So I was drafting it, like, back when it was just the draft format. So, like, you play pack rat and people ignore it for a little while.
Yeah, now people...
Now people get terrified. As soon as I drop pack rat, the guy's like, no, get that out of my face.
Yeah.
So it was a little different. Like, the format's changed a bit because of it.
But the thing is, you can get rid of all the pack rats now at once. Well, not at once. Well, pretty much. You just wildlight them.
Yeah.
If you're running black, wildlight them.
Or, you know, Wrath.
Or Wrath. Or just get or Detention out of your Sphere. Face.
Detention Sphere.
Yeah. Anything that gets rid of all of them. Get them out.
That's why, like, my deck likes to handle pack rats, because I got 4 Detention Spheres, 4 Wraths, and in my sideboard, I got 2 Vileblights.
Perfect.
I know. But if pack rats are too big, then, you know, Vileblight doesn't help.
No. You want to get them early on.
I have Vileblight just for, like, the aggro deck. Just like the, like, you know, the mono red aggro deck likes to drop a bunch of guys, right?
So I've heard.
I know. I actually use it for the hammer tokens. That's what I used it for to beat him. He had a hammer out, so he managed just to start stacking. He got, like, I waited until he got down to, like, 2 land.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to Vileblight your tokens.
Aww.
I don't know.
Poor guy.
Sad moments.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, Hayden.
Yes.
Final thoughts.
Sounds like you had a fun PTQ. Wish I went. It was working. I had a fun game
day. I told you to book it off.
Yeah, well, money's important. I went to game day at least. I had fun there.
I didn't.
You didn't go.
Because I was working.
You should have booked it off.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
But we are both going to go to the next PTQ in April, right?
Hopefully.
Book it off.
I will do my best.
Okay. So, anything else?
That's about it. I gotta make a new standard deck for this Friday's FNM.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Guess what you should make?
I'm not making Maze's End.
Damn it. Ooh, guess what you should make?
Not Control.
Sort of Control.
Alright, shoot.
Land Destruction.
I'm not running Land Destruction. And with that, let us finish this on this kind of note. You can contact us.
No, wait, I haven't had my turn.
Oh, sorry.
You see my
you
name?
You can also contact us at Facebook, on our Facebook page, MTG Talk. Or tweet us at MTG Talk Official.
You remember!
Nick, what are your final thoughts? Nick? Nick, don't do that. You're gonna break the internet.
I already deleted it the other day.
Aww.
I accidentally moved it to my trash bin.
Oh.
Just like cleaning up the photos on my laptop. Oh, deleted the internet.
I don't need this. This is just rubbish. Okay, what are your final thoughts?
Magic's hard.
You hear that, everyone? Magic is hard. Tell that to your friends if they want to get into Magic.
Oh my god! When I was smashing my head against the keyboard, I wrote lines.
I don't think it's Magic that's hard. I think it's just that you're dumb. Oh my. So.
Hey, numbers.
So.
More about the PTQ. I would like to congratulate Alan on making 10th.
Yeah, Alan, you did good. Keep it up.
Yeah. And I haven't asked you yet, but hopefully you will come to the next PTQ with us. Because, you know.
And show us up.
Yeah.
Probably.
That one's probably going to be a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no Richmond.
Yeah.
Did you hear how many people were allowed to be at Richmond?
2,000.
No.
3,000.
5,000.
5,000 people were wasting their time playing Magic, everyone.
How long are they wasting their time? 5,000. If people are listening to this, they don't find it a waste of time.
4,999 people were playing Magic. One thought
I'm
Magic
pretty
was
sure.
Hard.
I'm not entirely sure. So, if because you're listening to this in the future, Pasnik may be lying to you, but I think they broke Vegas's record.
tweet us if Nick is wrong, because that'll make me laugh.
So, if you would like to get in contact with us, you can email us at teammtgtalk@gmail.com, or you can Twitter tweets at us at mtgtalkofficial, or you go ahead, like our Facebook page. It's mtgtalk. And what do we say?
Stay in school, kids.
Hey.
See you next time.
Good
morning
to
the
general
cows.
Oh.